If we are going to look forward, we need to work with our international partners in Europe and across the world. We need to forge new relationships and not be over-dependent on one ally, however important and powerful that ally is. And the failure to do that, indeed, the backward steps that this government has taken in that regard in recent years, is one of the reasons why our nation is weaker today than it has been for far too long. And we are deeply proud of our armed forces, our diplomats and our aid workers who've done so much in Afghanistan. So it has been heartbreaking to listen to the families, particularly the 457 British soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice, asking the question in the last few days, what was it all for? And to listen to veterans remembering their comrades. Like Captain James Kyle, who made two tours of duty in Afghanistan, who said on Sunday, after years and years of incredibly hard work from remarkable armed services in the country, I don't know how I could ever, ever look the parents of fallen soldiers in the eye and say that what they did was worth it. So I want to ask the Prime Minister today, will he look our injured veterans and the families of the fallen in the eye and tell them it was worth it, now after his foreign policy catastrophe? For Mr. Speaker, the American decision to withdraw wasn't just a mistake, it was an avoidable mistake. From President Trump's flawed deal with the Taliban to President Biden's decision to proceed, and to proceed in such a disastrous way. The human impact on the lives of millions of Afghans, especially women, especially refugees, is the most obvious and alarming consequence. But the impact on global politics and on Britain's own national security will be so negative that I fear this mistake will impact the lives of millions around the world for years to come. Mr. Speaker, coalition forces were in Afghanistan for the protection and security of American and British people, just as much as for Afghans. And for well over 7 years, coalition forces have not been doing the vast bulk of the fighting. The Afghan army has. And so, like others, when I heard President Biden blame Afghans for not fighting for their country, I couldn't believe it. He showed no awareness that over 69,000 Afghan forces have been killed. But, Mr. Speaker, I can't hold President Biden to account in this House, but I can hold our own government to account. For our Prime Minister and his Cabinet cannot escape their culpability for this disaster, for both the mistaken decision to withdraw and how that withdrawal has turned into such a catastrophe. From the Prime Minister's self-evident lack of influence and clout in Washington, to his negligent inability yet again to master his brief and plan properly for the withdrawal. Today's occupant of number 10 has become a national liability. And if the Prime Minister wants to dispel this growing view of him, let him answer the following questions. What role did the British government play in the negotiations with the Taliban that led to President Trump's flawed deal with them? Did the Prime Minister raise any concerns with President Biden about the wisdom withdrawal from Afghanistan? And what impact, if he did he have in changing anything about President Biden's policy? Mr. Speaker, either the Prime Minister has a close relationship with the US but failed to exploit it, or he has no close relationship and nothing to put in his place. His foreign policy is, frankly, a total disaster. And when it comes to Britain's withdrawal planning, can the Prime Minister explain why he so misjudged the situation in Afghanistan that he told this House back on the 8th of July, and I quote, "I do not think the Taliban are capable of victory by military means." Mr. Speaker, this Prime Minister appears to have had no understanding of the security and defence situation in Afghanistan as recently as last month. Despite being warned in this House and elsewhere the Taliban would move rapidly on Kabul, his failures, along with President Biden's, have led directly to the crisis unfolding before our eyes. Afghans who've risked everything to help our soldiers and aid workers, desperate now for our help to escape. Refugees fleeing in fear of their lives, women and girls seeing their futures stolen. Mr. Speaker, last night's announcement that government's willing to take only 5,000 refugees in the next year is utterly fails to respond to this crisis or to meet our obligations to so many Afghans. Finally, Mr. Speaker, there's the frightening failure to achieve the aim of this whole mission, the aim of keeping British people safe from international terrorists trained in Taliban Afghanistan. Where is the work through strategy, internationally agreed, to prevent Afghanistan returning to the vector of terrorism it once was? Mr. Speaker, there isn't one. Despite the government having 18 months to prepare, this government has not prepared a counter-terrorism strategy with our allies. And I guess that's why this Prime Minister won't ever be able to look the families of the fallen in the eye.